Hi, everybody. I'm Jim.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Chris.
And we're the Concept Crucible Podcast here with Chris from ORD Solutions.
Hi.
Hi. So you guys make color 3D printers?
Yes, we do. We make full color 3D printers.
Full color. Apologies. Yeah.
So cyan, magenta, yellow, black, and white material is fed into one hot end where it's blended together to produce new homogeneous colors on the fly.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We're the only company in the world that has this technology right now in FDM 3D printing. Mm-hmm.
So can you talk a bit about how you got that started?
Sorry, how I got what?
How you got started.
How we got started with that particular technology or just the company in general?
Yes.
Both. Why not?
Both. Well, we just saw that there was a great need at the time. We've been in business for about 6 years now, and at the time, mostly 3D printers that were affordable were kits, and people didn't want that. So we wanted to, en masse, you know, offer a supported, assembled, ready-to-go 3D printer. And so we've just been focused on innovation since then. So we produced the first five-head 3D printer, so it had five different materials.
Yep.
And then we went, well, what do we do now? Well, let's make infinite colors, right? Because people wanted more. And so that's where we came up with this concept and built the first prototype. And we just finished our Kickstarter.
Oh, fabulous.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're delivering 6 months from now.
So I've know very little about 3D printing in general. Is this something that's like fairly user friendly to the average person like myself?
I think that's coming. It's improving every single iteration. So we're on our sixth generation of 3D printer with this full color printer, and we've focused specifically on making it more user friendly, right? So people can just sit down and just print with it. And right now we have a demonstration where we're allowing people to take any 3D model and paint them. And once they've painted them, they can print them out. And so we have kids, you know, they're 5 to 10 years old. They're sitting down, they're painting these models. And it's to print, it's just as easy as clicking print afterwards. So it's becoming much more user-friendly. Because that's really where the focus is. And that's what we're hearing from everybody. We want it to be user-friendly. We want it to be easy to use. We want it to have the same sophistication and feature set. But we want it to be simple.
Absolutely.
So what's your background in terms of being a maker?
Oh, wow. I mean, I've done lots of different stuff. I'm very mechanically inclined, personally.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone in our company is a different sort of maker. We have Jen, she's into baking and making custom cupcakes and scrapbooking and things. And Andrew's into woodworking and, you know, that sort of thing. He made this kayak holder for his garage that holds two kayaks. And, it, you know, came up with that concept. Mike Robertson, he's here actually competing in the robotics. So he makes robots in his spare time and quadcopters and things. And I spent 15 years as a software architect, so really business focused. But I did things like I had a motorcycle, a couple motorcycles. I rebuilt them completely, transmissions and engines and all that sort of thing. So really on the mechanical side of things. And so I'm the mechanical designer for the company now. And I make all, you know, the linear motion and the printing platform. And we have other people that work on the software side of it and firmware and creating content and
absolutely
those sorts of things.
So today you've got your full color 3D printer. You're printing things for people. Do you also have a draw? I heard something about a draw.
Yeah, we're giving away one of our other 3D printers, our production machines, in a draw. So if people want to enter, all they have to do is drop a card in our box there or enter their email address into the tablet. There's no cost. And yes, we're going to spam them about our full-color 3D printer, but very responsibly, we promise, responsibly.
I understand it. Castle is important. So from here, I mean, five-head 3D printer to full-color 3D printer, what's next?
What's next? What's next is bigger and better. The number one thing that we hear from people is that they want, A, ease of use, and B, they want to be able to print something even bigger. I don't know what people are thinking they're going to print, maybe life-size versions of themselves in full color, but that's what we're trying to enable here. So
fabulous.
Fabulous.
Thanks so much for joining us, Chris.
Oh, thanks for having me on your show.
All right. Take care.